FSA putting focus on young farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But there's a new emphasis that is being placed, and I'm excited about being a part of this, and that is the fact of concentrating on assisting the younger farmers to keep them, someone who might go out into another venture, to keep them in the field of agriculture.
Farm Service Agency State Director Gene Davidson met with young farmers recently during their annual Tennessee Young Leaders Conference, and the former state representative and lifelong farmer was appointed into his current position by the president back in December. And he says FSA is putting a lot of attention now on trying to encourage young farmers to stay on the farm.
A lot of concentration is going into that, trying to make loans available, and we have different programs. But we intend to get our message all across Tennessee so that the young farmers who would like to begin their own farming operation and continue a family farming operation, we'll give them the opportunity to do so. And I'm excited about that.
And Gene Davidson says they want to encourage young people that don't come off the farm to consider going into agriculture as well.
Our farm numbers are dwindling. Most of the people today or my age, you're looking at probably the average age of the farmers in Tennessee. We realize, and across the nation, but we realize the necessity of keeping people there, of producing healthy food and fiber. That's our challenge, and we want to bring the young people in.
The former House Ag Committee chairman is in Washington this week for more training, and he hopes to continue to spread the message that FSA wants to continue improving our state's number one industry.
It's one of the most challenging things, ventures in the country today, to start out and begin in the field of agriculture.
FSA State Executive Director Gene Davidson. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.